Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. And today, we're going to look at what to do when faced with a situation that's not only embarrassing and annoying, but completely disgusting. And I'm talking about what to do when you step in dog duty. Joining me now is an expert in canine defecation. His name, Jacob Dinello, and he runs a business called Duty Calls. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, Jacob, first tell us how you got involved in the field of dog poop.
Honestly, I mean, no one likes dog poop. I've always sort of had the fire of an entrepreneur burning inside of me. So when I wanted to start a business and get out of IT, it seemed like a natural fit. 40% of households have dogs. No one likes picking it up. Nobody was picking it up, for money at least. And so I say, hey, man, that is a great idea for a business. I used to scoop poop all myself with my wife, but also I did a lot of myself before work, before I'd go into the company that I was working for. I'd be scooping poop in a tie and khakis and dress shoes.
So wait, you mentioned your wife and you were picking up dog poop with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work? Like, was she into it just as much as you were? Was this like kind of like a bonding thing? Like you'd come home smelling horrible each day, but it's like we were both in it together.
In the beginning, we'd do it together on the weekends, you know, before we were even engaged. We'd wake up and scoop all day and then take our well-earned money and buy a burrito at Baja Fresh, guilt-free with the poop money.
So and scooping then, dog poop was part of the courting process.
Yeah, I still remember we'd be out on a hot summer day, you know, we'd scoop for 12 hours a day, come home, lay down on the bed and, you know, not be able to move because we were just exhausted. And we did that for a long time.
So how many pounds of dog poop would you say your business picks up maybe every week?
Every week? Every week we pick up after thousands of dogs. So it's thousands of pounds of dog waste.
Now, I ask this because I read that in some countries in Europe, they're actually using the dog waste for energy. Have you ever considered maybe using the dog waste to maybe heat your home or something?
We have given it some consideration. I tell you what, in Fairfax County, where we're based out of, they actually burn everything up in the incinerator and power the lights and people's heat pumps with it, so I suppose they're using it for energy there.
So that much stink then?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, you know, that's why you don't want to live next to the incinerator.
Right. So let's move on to the situation that, you know, we're talking about, which is stepping in the dog duty. You and members of your team have probably stepped in it more than most, I'm guessing. What do you do? What's your initial reaction when you step down and it's a squish?
The initial reaction is never a pleasant one. You know, we as neatly as we can try to clean our boots off.
But I have to imagine that varying on the temperature, varying on the dog, there's lots of different kind of poop out there that you could be stepping in. Is it like, okay, it's a hot day and I'm working on a St. Bernard's yard, this is going to be particularly deadly, you know, versus a cold day with a chihuahua?
That's a good point. I tell you what, for us, our job is we're always looking at the ground, so we're probably watching where we walk much more carefully than most people. We can spot a piece of dog poop from a mile away and be sure we don't step in it. But weather, of course, plays a lot to do with it. When it's cold outside, it's almost like poopsicles, and you can just take them with a shovel, knock them into a dustpan, and should you happen to step in it, it's not a big deal. Of course, what a dog eats does have a lot to do with the type of waste it produces, and certainly if a dog is on a diet that produces a lot of loose stool on a warm day, you're going to have a much bigger mess than you may otherwise.
Loose stool on a warm day is never fun, right?
Never fun. That's a bad day to be stepping in it, but your day can only get better after from there.
Now, I noticed that whenever I step in it, it's a much bigger difference if I'm wearing my sneakers, which has all these grooves in it, versus like my Docksiders, which are flat-soled. Do you intentionally think about the soles of your shoes in terms of ease with cleaning?
Mm. It's a good question. And some of our, it's sort of an ongoing debate with our franchises between, you know, are we better off with something with fewer grooves or more grooves? I've sort of always leaned towards maximum safety. So I actually like a heavy tread, even though it's a little bit tougher to clean, simply because I don't like the idea of slipping in wet grass or on driveways and people getting hurt.
What's worse than stepping in it is slipping and falling in it, right?
That's right, which is why I like the heavy tread.
Well, that's important. Now, so when you're talking about the wiping off, when you have the deep treads, sometimes I find you have to use like a stick or a knife or something to get in there because just, you know, you're going against the grass, that's not really going to do it. Do you have a dog poop brush or something? Is there a special tool that you use?
Yeah, we have a variety of brushes, tools, etc. We also have a high-pressure sprayer. And using the high-pressure sprayer, you can generally power wash everything out from the inside of the boot as well. And if somebody wanted to get their own sprayer, it's basically just sort of one of those plastic high-pressure garden sprayers that you might get at a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Now, this is all good if you catch it early, but of course, we know that the worst part about stepping in dog duty is when you don't realize it until after you've tracked it into your neighbor's house or in their car or it's on someone else's carpet and you just feel totally embarrassed. What's the best way of getting dog poop out of fabrics like a carpet?
There is a product called Nature's Miracle, which has an enzyme in it, and that will get rid of it totally and completely.
Does it get rid of the smell, too?
It gets rid of everything. It eats it away. It digests it.
So unless you have some Nature's Miracle on you, maybe just go right at it with some soap and water. Will that do it?
Honestly, I think you should get in the car, drive to the store, buy the Nature's Miracle, and come back.
So until you can get the Nature's Miracle, maybe it's best to kind of quietly exit the room.
Yeah. And the other thing is other animals, even if you clean it up with a little soap and water, other animals can tell that something happened over there, which makes them more likely to urinate or defecate in the area again in the future.
Right, it's like a free-for-all at this point.
That's right, it's like free-for-all. So the thing about the Nature's Miracle is it gets rid of it so the other dogs don't go in the same place again.
Well, I think we've really covered the gamut here of dog poop, stepping in dog poop, cleaning up dog poop. But I wonder, do you have any final thoughts on dog duty in general?
Final thoughts. It's a great business opportunity. I love dog duty.
Well, that's great. Jacob D. Anello is the owner and founder of Duty Calls, a business which cleans up dog poop. Jacob, thanks very much.
Thank you, Rob. Wish you the best of luck.
And you're listening to What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Borders, presenting books, music, and movie gift ideas from the Gift Squad. Details at BordersGifts.com.